This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Earlier today, we talked to Jerry Rotman of M&M Service Company. He went over area crop conditions.
Corn is the best. We have the best looking corn crop in Madison County I've ever seen in general. It's beautiful, pretty healthy. We've done most of the fungicide spraying that we're going to do. We've got a little northern corn leaf blight, which I've really never seen before down here. We've got little gray leaf spots, a little bit of rust spots. The corn looks good, but we need rain now. The compacted areas, the sodic soil areas, are in typical drought mode. The corn's gray. It looks rough. Most of our corn looks great, but we need rain to fill it out, because if we don't get rain, we'll start having kernel abortion. The corn does everything it can to make an ear, and I think it's well on its way. But if we keep proceeding without rain, it'll sacrifice the stalk to make grain, and then we'll have poor stalk quality. So that's about where we're at on the corn. The corn's it's R2, maybe R3, but R2 is all the early corn is, and we should watch out for any late planted corn, because that'll respond more to fungicides, and it's got more issues with diseases and insects. So
if there's any
late planted corn, which there isn't much of, that should be watched.
The late planted corn, that's also even more susceptible to the lack of moisture that you talked about a minute ago, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what about the soybeans?
Soybeans also look good. There's some weed issues. It's pretty common around. The first crop soybeans are mostly in R3. There's still fungicide being sprayed. A lot of that's been done. There's a little bit of disease. We try to look at varieties, other reasons to spray, but and we're scouting and spraying the double crop soybeans. There's quite a few of those down here, and it's time to be doing that, to clean up volunteer wheat, anything that we've missed with burn down, and the fields that we were able to get a burn down on with a residual herbicide naturally look a lot better than those fields that didn't have any herbicides applied.
Which is more difficult to take care of, the weed problem or the fungus problem?
Fungus is, all we do with fungicides is, I always use happy corn, happy beans, happy wheat. We keep the plant healthier for a week or two, cleaner, and it's not a 100% deal. And on weed control, we've been spoiled the past 15 years. We're used to almost 100% weed control. Fungicides aren't the same. We're talking about a reduction in the disease in the plant. Scab's a classic in wheat, and there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. If we use the right fungicide at the right time, we will get a 50% reduction in DON or vomitox. And that's with the right fungicide at the right time. And that's the best we can get. It's not 100%, it's a 50% reduction. And then if we don't use the right products, we can actually increase the DON or vomitox. And that's been common knowledge for 15 years. If somebody is interested in wheat and kept up on what's going on wheat. But people don't understand that. We expect or want 100% control, and we don't get that with fungicides. So fungicides, we can only do so much. They're very beneficial, some years more than others. In wheat this year, it made them a lot of money because the test weight lowered DON numbers. It's not 100% clean, but it lowered the DON numbers, improved the test weight, improved the yield.
That was Jerry Rotman of the M&M Service Company. In other farm news, on Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. We went over transportation concerns, and Mr. Suderman said that they affect price bases, and he explained.
And that's one of my real concerns going forward, is just how weak we might see bases. We anticipate weaker futures prices yet, but we're hearing from a number of elevators who say that they have a lot of old crop corn that's still in in their facilities that needs to be priced yet. And if we see a lot of farmer giving up selling of that corn in order to make room for the upcoming crop, or they don't sell it and they leave it there, and that facilitates a storage problem for the new crop, then you get a collapse in the futures as well as a collapse of basis at the same time, which can drive prices really low during the guts lot of harvest.
And there's still a lot of corn not necessarily being stored by farmers in the elevator, but being stored by farmers on the farm.
And that's a real concern, because that's corn that's more likely to be moved ahead of harvest. A lot of farmers are waiting for a rally. This market's been oversold since the month of May, basically, and it simply has not seen much of a bounce. And one of the reasons is any time that we do get any type of a bounce, farmers are quick to sell it. The other reason we're seeing it sold is, as I look at the latest CFTC data at the position of traders, the speculative hedge funds were, as of the last report, still holding net long positions or bought positions of about 75 million bushels. So if they're bearish, which we would anticipate that they are, they have a lot more selling that they can do yet. And I think it, once again, is another reason why rallies have been quickly sold by the market.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy met with Senate Ag Committee Republicans Tuesday, according to the Hagstrom Report. Mississippi's Thad Cochran told McCarthy the Waters of the U.S. proposal and agriculture interpretive rule are a source of uncertainty, anxiety, and distrust for people in rural areas. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts expressed his frustration with the EPA's recent campaign, calling concerns surrounding the proposed rules myths. Iowa's Chuck Grassley reiterated his concerns with the proposed water rules, too, and says there's no question this administration has a poor track record with agricultural interests on any number of issues. Senator Grassley says it's hard to believe how EPA thinks it can manage new rules when this unhelpful approach and general negative attitude toward agriculture seems to be standard protocol. He says the meeting with McCarthy did little to alleviate his concerns that the agency is not listening to the people its rules will directly impact. EPA spokeswoman Liz Pershia says the EPA knows no one understands the importance of water quality better than the ag community, and the administrator appreciated the meeting with the senators. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced the creation of the Foundation for Food and Agricultural Research. The new foundation, authorized under the 2014 Farm Bill, is a nonprofit corporation comprised of 15 board members that will seek and accept private donations to fund research activities focusing on problems that are nationally and internationally significant. National Corn Growers Association Chairwoman Pam Johnson is one of the 15 board members. She says advancing American agriculture cannot be done without advancing the critical research to make sure production increases in an economically and environmentally sustainable way. As someone who has long held an interest in ag research and long believed in its importance, Ms. Johnson says she is grateful for the opportunity to serve her country and industry in this foundation. We'll have the closing commodity markets coming up shortly on this Thursday from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Reporting for Farm Director Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy.